An education?
Formal, that is.
Not the kind that really does you the good.
What do you mean, when I graduated?
With schooling?
Schooling, barely got out of the 8th grade.
And that was?
1904.
And no water?
No water Indian Territory. No water IT.
Your age now?
I'm 74.
The city is?
No water, Oklahoma.
County?
No water county.
And how long have you lived here?
Well, I've been out here in no water since 95. Since I was 9 years old. Born right out here on Hoke, 12 miles west of here.
And other places you've lived?
I've never lived any place else except I've always voted here. This has always been my residence during that time. I was in Tulsa for 3 years, but back here a week.
When were you in Tulsa for those 3 years?
Well, I went down there in August of 43, 44, 45, and 46. 42, went down to 42. 43, 44.
We're just tying it up.
Are you?
Woo! These take a long time, don't they?
Yeah, what will this consist of when you acquire everything you have?
Well, what it will turn into will be a book of words, mostly. Pronunciations and various terms.
Will they use that in class or anything like that?
Well, I'll make some use of it in class, the places where these various words occur. Now, we'll probably get geographical patterns for this. Certain words will occur in certain areas.
Certain
in
areas.
State.
Oh.
And the thing is, find these patterns. And then in 25 years, I hope some of them do this again. If the patterns have changed, they will change, of course.
That'll be the ultimate result. I see now.
Of course, this has historical value too. We study it.
Well, I was going to say, I thought that's one of the things that you wanted.
Yeah, it is, really. Mm-hmm. We study a town's history, and a county's history, and we're concerned with the people and what they do, but nobody pays much attention. And, you probably recall words your mother used that aren't common anymore.
Yeah.
And expressions and maybe even pronunciation. Mm-hmm. I remember my grandmother used to say aro and spiral.
Well.
And I don't think we know just exactly where this pronunciation was common, where it came from. But we do. We know it came from Eastern New England. And then spread westward with migrations. Oklahoma is a very complex thing, that we have so many people from so many different places here that speech is still in a state of flux.
Yes.
Eventually it'll probably smooth out.
I'm sure that could be, before I was married.
Any extended travel?
Oh, before I was married, about the only place I went to, I worked down here in the dry goods store, and I've been there 5-6 years. And from then, McSpadden, he said, related to Will Rogers, came to me and he says, Harris, come go to Buffalo with me. Buffalo, New York.